Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
First, I got to say thank you so much for doing this interview. We were just talking before we started. For folks who are listening to this whole interview on 680news.com, you don't mind red eyes, man. I don't know how do that.
I don't mind red eyes at all. I kind of enjoy them because I just wake up. I'm a good airplane sleeper. I can sleep on anything that moves. Wow. And I know that sounds sexual, but it isn't.
I love the way you worked that in there, my friend. That was done very nicely. But I got to say, congratulations on the new album. For somebody like yourself, how does that work for you when it comes to the arts? Multi-talented. I mean, does it drive you crazy sometimes? Because there are so many different things that you can do.
It doesn't necessarily drive me crazy. I guess it's just it's kind of a balancing act. Like, I think everything nowadays is just about your image, you know, what you portray, like what people invest in you, because that's all we have pretty much is brands. And I think it's just a balancing act about your brand and stuff like that. I just feel that, you know, people should be, you know, some people are very aware of it and they're kind of the ones that are in control. And then some people aren't. They just like what they like. And I guess talent wise or just like doing a bunch of things wise, it's never really been a problem. I think it's just about, you know, dividing your like your image into a bunch of different stuff, you know, which is I would say kind of some people might say is impossible, but I guess I try and go for it anyway, you know.
Well, you definitely did, because for folks who don't realize it, you have certain writing credits, don't you?
Yeah. I wrote for 30 Rock for the first three years, yeah.
What was that like, man? Knowing, of course, or when you think about it now, realizing the show becoming such a huge hit.
I don't think anybody ever walks into something like that thinking like, oh, like, this is going to be a giant big deal, you know, or I just really needed a job. Honestly, like at the time, it was one of those things that like I needed a job, and I was lucky enough to, you know, work with Tina Fey, and, you know, she was a big deal then, at least in my eyes. You know, I was like, you know, in love with her. She was like this great, you know, comedian. And when it started taking off, it really started taking off, I feel like. I don't know if this is because of me, but after I left, you know, after the first 3 years, I mean, like, it was getting popular. We won, like, a bunch of awards and stuff. And then after I left, like, that's – maybe it's because I was gone, but that's when I started hearing people all the time being like, oh, 30 Rock, I can't believe you're on 30 Rock. But, yeah, it wasn't – you don't really get to see it when you're in the eye of the storm, I guess, you know.
But that eye of the storm still kind of circles around you, because with this music career now, I mean, people are talking about you as the next big thing. And I know you've heard about that.
I feel like the quickest way to not be the next big thing is to have people say you're the next big thing. Like, I mean, like, it's, I say this before, like, people say that about, like, you know, oh, these guys are going to be the next Beatles, or this guy's going to be the next Kanye, or this guy, like, it's like, no one ever is told they're going to be that and is that, I don't think. I think one thing that makes all those people good is that they're unsatisfied, you know, like they just have to keep going, and they don't see themselves like they see everybody else. And I honestly don't see myself like I see other people. Like, I think a lot of people say, like, you know, oh, this guy's like, you know, Mos Def or, you know, Drake or something like that. And like, as much as I like those guys, like, I don't see myself that way. And I think it just takes time for people to see you for you. Because all they're going to do is going to be like, this guy sounds like this and this. That's human nature to be like, oh, that sounds like this and this sounds like this. And is he ripping off this? Just because if you like something, you know, you're going to, oh, it tastes like chicken. You know, like that's it's like, you know, because you know what chicken tastes like. You just got to get used to something different.
So when did this music aspiration come in? I mean, has it always been there?
Yeah, I was making music for a long time just for fun. I thought it was really fun. And cool. And when I was a kid, I used to write rhymes all the time and write little songs on my guitar and stuff. And I used to put out mixtapes. I've been putting out mixtapes for like 8 years, you know, just for fun. And they just got steadily, I guess, grew more and more of a fan base. So I just sort of felt like I think for a lot of people it came out of nowhere. But in actuality, it was like something that was slowly building for a while. And then I think it just kind of hit this thing with, like, the last couple of mixtapes where, you know, I was like, oh, I'll go on tour. And then when I went on tour, it just sold out. So, like, I think it was this kind of thing where other people took notice of, like, how did he just kind of came out of nowhere when in actuality it was just, like, building something for a while and no one cared.
So what was the approach then with this album, especially when it's your first? I mean, was it, you know, okay, let's just scratch what we've already done, new material, or did you take what you thought was the best of what you had and put it all together?
Some of those songs were supposed to be on the EP and didn't make it, and I held them over because I felt like they were really good, but not in the place they need to be, and I felt like with the album I could take more time with it. Mm-hmm. Some of those songs were from, like, my very first, I guess only one of them is, like, from my very first album. Ever that I ever made, and then that one was just like it. I just fixed it. I just always felt like the melody was good, but I just fixed all the problems, mistakes that I had. I George Lucas'd it, if you will. Like, I went back and fixed the things about it that bothered me, but maybe other people liked. I mean, like, the album was just supposed to be like, I just wanted it to be a staple, like something that I could lay the base work for, something where people could just kind of get to know me better and then, you know, grow from there, you know, and, you know, tell the story of, like, what I saw and be honest to me. That's pretty much it.
So where are we going to take this? Is the music career now first? Will you go back to writing? Will you go into acting? Like, what's the world looking like for you?
Music is kind of one of those things that I guess I'm learning can't really, it's not one of those things you can't prioritize and make it number one, because it's just, it moves too fast and it's too much a part of how people feel, as opposed, and feelings, I think, move faster than, like, just, like, thoughts, you know, which is why we have arguments. But I really do think, like, it's just, this music thing is, I was expecting, just like, oh yeah, you take time off and you do this and then you go back, and it's like, you really can't do that. Like, I've been writing jokes down, but I'm like, when am I gonna have time to, like, go out and, like, do these jokes, or when am I gonna have time to do this? And, like, even with, like, doing movies, like, I got a couple movies I'm supposed to be filming this summer, and, you know, television and, you know, all this stuff. It's hard to balance both of them. So I guess, like, I don't know, the excess fat will get it trimmed off, but at this point, like, I sort of see it all as something that's important to me, but music is definitely, I guess, the priority, just because I feel, I don't know, it's still new to me, so I still like it a lot.
Can't wait, my friend. Mm-hmm. Website, Twitter, where do we go?
Oh, IamDonald.com, ChildishGambino.com. My Twitter is Donald Glover. That's all my Childish Gambino stuff, too. Check it out. That's how you keep up with me.
Thank you. I can't even speak myself. Thank you very much, my friend.
No problem. Thank you.